This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
Yeah.
Ulutehas Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight. Well, wait. Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate. Oh, that's great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
Foxtrot!
Teenager allegedly spends $20,000 of parents' money on Twitch donations without them knowing.
What is this?
Wow.
That sucks, man.
Years
Idiot
and years
kid.
Of saving gone in 17 days because you're stupid.
He wanted to flex.
Flexing by giving that money away.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
Damn, dude. What do you do?
Oh, bitch.
That's terrifying.
Declare bankruptcy.
That's probably your only option, right, man?
How do you give your kid?
They probably gave him credit card, and he just ran that credit card.
Parents' money.
Yeah, but he just ran up that credit card.
Maybe he had access to their savings.
Maybe, and then transferred that shit to his shit.
Emergencies, Junior.
Yeah, I don't know that. You know, you give them access at all. You know, if they can't make $20 work, they can't make $20 work.
Fuck out of here.
You're an asshole.
You're at a KFC in 2024.
2024? That's when we'll get out of this shit?
Nah, man, that's whenever KFC will revolutionize their menu.
Oh.
They're creating 3D printed meat of the future.
Oh my god.
Tagline, the future's tasty. But here's the catch. It 3D prints in the shape of the Colonel's head.
That'd be
all the chicken
weird to
nuggets
see, right?
are 3D printed Colonels. Colonel Sanders is. Would you eat it? In the middle's cheese. In the middle is cheese, baby.
It's probably
it's
pretty
be,
good.
Right?
I mean, you get any meat that you wanted, I guess. Like any meat
print?
Flavor.
Human.
Yeah. Like it's like.
Human
hey,
meat.
Yeah.
We're getting very close to human meat.
Just 3D printing human meat.
Yeah,
might
would
as
you
well.
Try that?
But
knowing
it's like,
that it's synthetic.
Yeah, it's synthetic human meat. Would you eat it?
But I guess it would. Yeah, since it's synthetic, it would technically give you superpowers, right?
Right. Would you eat it?
Well, I would like to discuss what type of superpowers first.
Well, first let's discuss
what's the pros and
customizations.
Cons?
It's just 10% faster.
You're ordering this 3D printed human meat online, and you can customize it.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Tell me about this flesh. Fox
triple dick.
Triple thick.
Triple thick. Sorry.
Grass fed.
Oh shit. Grass fed. Free range triple C. Non GMO.
Grass fed. What else is there?
Free range. Non GMO. Cage free.
Cage free.
I don't know, man.
Farm to table. Tip to taint.
100%.
Wow.
That's
what
would
you eat
it? Yeah, if it was that, yes.
Oh, wow. I don't know that there's any reason not to eat it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the world's going to run out of food one day.
Might as well bring the Soylent Green.
As long as people keep stealing puppies.
Maybe they will. Maybe in a dog heist, a man drove a car into a pet store and stole 6 puppies. This asshole is from Thornton, Colorado. And yeah, he stole 6 puppies for some reason. Maybe he wants to sell them and get some money to buy some meth. I don't know. Right? That's
yeah. I mean, like, that's a conclusion to draw.
You look pretty frantic in this photo that you cannot see, which is great for radio.
If you want to see the photo, go to slamcityradio.com/meth-puppies.
Meth puppies. There's nothing in the story about meth, like, in the print.
Oh, that's because I didn't paste it on there. It's from what I read.
In his mind.
So you were at the scene of the crime.
I was not at the scene of the crime. I just ask questions, man, and I get answers. And I tell these answers to the listeners.
This just in. Live from the helicopter, Foxtrot. With his helicopter headset.
There's a pet store that's been ran over by a car. What do you see, Foxtrot?
I see a guy fucking trying to grab these six really cute puppies.
What kind of puppies?
Oh, they're so cute. I don't know what kind of puppies they are, but they look like meth puppies. Because that's what kind of shit he's going to get. In exchange for meth puppies, he's going to get some meth.
You can't have meth without meth puppies.
There you go. Find me out of here, man. Give me that effect.
Do you guys play rock, paper, scissors by any chance?
I mean, every now and then.
So, I didn't read this story, but there's some, like, weird, bizarre history of rock, paper, scissors.
Good. Good. I'm glad that there's no further information.
That is... Next story.
No.
Oh, you did read this story.
And Foxtrot, mm-hmm. Do you remember that night we just played rock, paper, scissors until our hands bled?
Yes.
Hours. We wanted to play a drinking game, but we didn't know what drinking game to play.
Monkeys out of the
So we played rock, paper, scissors.
For
in a circle.
Hours.
In a circle. If you won, you got to challenge the next person. If you lost, you had to drink.
I remember being pretty
like 10 people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
My hands were bruised.
Yeah, my
hands. We played
hurt.
It for a really fucking long time.
And we were pretty drunk, too.
Yeah. That's probably why they're so bruised. You just bah, 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 bah. You don't feel shit.
You're fucking getting into it, man. You gotta win, you know?
You gotta win. You got a minute to win it. And every second counts. Rock, beat, every scissors. Scissors.
I think we had a lot of time to kill because. They were grilling on, like, the world's smallest hibachi.
Yeah, I believe it was one piece of meat per minute.
In the front yard.
Per side per minute, yeah.
Those people were us, dude. We were the ones grilling it.
No, yeah, but...
This guy was so wasted, he forgot.
It wasn't our idea. It was someone else's house. We just were the only people capable.
Monkeys out of the bottle, man.
One piece at a time, huh? And it wasn't even good meat, right? Was it Chuck? Were you guys choking on Chuck?
I was choking. That's life lessons right there.
They were
choking on Chuck.
They were kebabs.
Kebabs. They were kebabs.
But the type of meat was Chuck?
I don't recall.
It wasn't 3D printed. It's
gotta be Chuck then.
Your mic,
do you think
dude.
This lady's boyfriend's name was Chuck? Who got shot?
SPD searches for woman accused of shooting boyfriend who refused to argue with her.
Punk, bitch!
Shreveport police are actively searching for a woman who allegedly shot her boyfriend and left him in critical condition when he refused to argue with her early Saturday morning. Hey, baby, what kind of cartoons you want to watch? I don't want to watch cartoons. Okay, baby, whatever you want. What?
Yeah, that's
you
probably
shot me.
That's a life lesson, you know. Don't
what's the lesson here?
Don't
argue
with crazy ass bitches, man.
Oh.
Don't argue. Maybe you should argue actually so you don't get shot.
What's rule number one?
Argue.
It's a catch 22, man.
It is. There's no winning there.
There is no winning. Maybe just some wild nights, you know.
Might have wild nights. You might get drunk after something like that. Like you just been shot at.
You might
drive off.
Car somewhere.
Yeah, you'll drive off.
Like this Toyota owner who left their car somewhere in or near Minneapolis after a wild night. So a Twin Cities resident is missing their 2007 Toyota Camry Hybrid, and blames its disappearance on a reasonably responsible end to an otherwise
hybrid
wild night. Yeah.
I was just telling them to let it go. You know? Let it go. Let that car go.
Why is that a news story?
Because it was on Reddit.
He was.
we know how you love those Reddit stories,
man.
Oh, good. Reddit stories that make news articles.
The Reddit circle jerk. The Reddit news story that makes it to the
makes it to the mainstream.
Right?
Uh huh.
Uh-huh.
I think he was stapling up posters to, like, telephone poles and stuff. I think
he did make flyers.
Makes it weird. Yeah, he made flyers.
The Reddit post that makes mainstream media, which then gets reposted onto Reddit.
What is this, amateur hour?
That's how it goes, man. Good. That's the circle of life.
That's the world we live in.
You make the news, you report on the news you make, and then you report on the reporting of that news.
That's how you do it, man.
It's a vicious cycle.
What else is a vicious cycle?
A vicious cycle?
How about the camera industry and the technological evolution?
This is a new take on camgirls.
Yes, it is a new take.
Dang.
By utilizing tiny cameras put on bugs so they can call over your favorite OnlyFans lady.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's like driving a Hot Wheels car over Burrito's abs.
Dang.
Or anyone's abs.
You could actually be a fly on the wall.
Oh, God. He was like, he was the one who submitted this news story.
He had that one chambered.
Just so he could pump action that. And then release.
Man, you did pump action that, dude. So, okay. All right, hold on. Since you did that,
if you were a fly
on the wall, what else would you do?
Yeah,
what would you do as a fly on the wall?
What would you do as a fly on the wall, Mr. Burrito? Answer truthfully.
What would I do?
Yes, true or false.
True or false.
Yep. I fucking knew it, dude.
Yeah.
I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, a fly has, what, like 1,000 eyes or something like that? They can see 360 all the time.
They can see 69.
And they're flying so fast, it's like the memory processing of that. Imagine that.
God, I'd probably puke if I saw that on my screen.
Oh, chicken fries.
Sick.
So talk about Godzilla versus Kong, Mr. Burrito. What can you tell someone that's never heard of this before?
There's a Godzilla, and then there's a King Kong, and they fight.
Whose dong is bigger?
I think since Godzilla is a lizard,
it's
has a cloaca.
Yeah, what is it, reticulating?
Yeah. No. I don't know.
Not lenticular.
Like a python? Yeah.
Like a cockroach.
He's got a lenticular dick.
So if you look at it at different angles.
Right.
It looks like something completely different.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got that little, like, plastic, like, surfacing that makes a lenticular work. You know, that you could...
That prism.
From one angle, he's erect. But from the other angle, he's not.
Which angle is that?
Well, we're always from beneath, because, you know...
The big lizard, man. He's just dragging dong on the cities, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? He's just dragging dong on cities. He's hanging meat on New York.
He's going to be Dragon Kong.
Do you think they're going to animate his dong? King Kong's? Because it would be noticeable, right?
That thing would be swinging all over the place.
Right? Well, they already had a Kong movie.
And did it show his penis?
I don't remember. No, I don't think so.
You weren't looking hard enough, man.
How? We're all from underneath shots.
It was CGI'd out.
They had to rotoscope it out.
Damn.
Just all the camera shots, just missing the dong.
Just creative shots. You know how they film softcore porn, there's no penetration, that type of thing. The dong's always there, just there's no penny.
No penny, huh?
But all the shots.
Out of bounds.
I think the picture that they released was kind of weird looking. Kong looks kind of funny.
The dong?
Yeah.
Why would they release that picture?
Is it like a collector's edition? I guess it would be.
That's the OnlyFans edition.
Hype.
Speaking of OnlyFans.
That's not me.
One of the oldest businesses on the internet just got sold for $9 billion, and that would be eBay.
Classifieds!
It was just the classified section, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
$9 billion? That seems astronomical.
That
Am
is
I
a
mistaken?
Crazy amount for a part of the website that no one goes to.
Yeah. eBay Classifieds.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like eBay's Craigslist.
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh. Yeah.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, nobody
yeah,
does.
Check it out, man.
But it sold for $9 billion.
That's a lot of money for something that no one looks at.
Here we are, re-reporting the news.
You're probably going to check out after the show.
Or maybe it's a way to launder money. A lot
Could
of money.
Could be, man.
Could Who bought be. It? Craigslist?
Not Elon Musk.
No.
Who claims his Neuralink chip will allow you to stream music directly into your brain.
What do you guys think about that?
I think it's baller.
I wouldn't be an early adopter to this technology. I would hate to be that guy that's like...
Second gen, yeah,
you're the first
old.
Guy...
Got
that fucking shit in your head.
The very first guy to buy the butt suck. You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, you don't want to have his 80-year-old anus.
You don't want to be that guy.
There's like something goes wrong and it like never turns off.
And then you're dead.
That sounds like something goes right.
You know I mean? You die happy.
Oh, you're talking about the butt suck.
Yeah, butt suck 9000 to be exact.
There had to be 9000 other models they went through to get to that 9000 that finally worked. All that R&D, you definitely didn't want to be butt sucked quadruple zero. I don't want that one.
There's a lot of wind tunnel.
Prototype, wind tunneling, yeah.
Yeah, prototyping, clay models, yeah. You know, it yeah. works. LiDAR.
Oh, LiDAR.
What are these enhanced abilities?
Oh, just use your imagination, man.
Are you talking about, like, from version 1 to version 9000?
No, the Neuralink.
Oh,
chip.
We're back on that? I thought we were talking about it. It's like 9000.
We're done with Neuralink, man.
Who gives a shit about Neuralink?
9000, the fuck about Neuralink? Butt suck 9000 is the future.
Before we can get to Neuralink, we have to discuss the butt suck.
Butt suck 9000 okay. is the future.
It's the future.
Neuralink.
And it's here in the present for yeah. your pleasure.
Or, you know?
What do you guys call that tube at the dentist's office that sucks up the water
butt
after
suck.
They
suck? Butt suck one.
Is that what you call it?
Butt suck beta.
There you go.
I mean, it's already in production if it's going in your mouth.
It's a lot of testing that goes on, man. Yeah. A lot of testing.
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at slamcityradio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter at Slam City Radio.